Yeah, so this is the question and answer night.
Hopefully we have enough questions tonight.
Yes. I was thinking the same thing. But I'm sure. I'm sure there is.
I sent one in just in case he runs out of them.
I could have a million questions. But I didn't get it in time.
Did you send him a good one?
Yeah, I sent him a pretty good one. I didn't ask him where Jimmy Hoffa was or anything like that.
I asked him about Putin, Vladimir Putin, being dead in a walk-in or a step-in replacing him, and he wouldn't answer it.
Really?
Yeah, that was about a month ago or so. Putin's wife even claims that he disappeared, and the man that's in there now is not Vladimir Putin, but a look-alike.
Never heard of that. That's cool.
Hi, good evening. Welcome to the call. Would you like to say your name and city?
This is Don in Northern Ohio. I like the call.
Hi, Don. Hi.
And, hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hey, Don.
Welcome to the call.
Hi, everybody.
Would you like to say your name and city?
Hi, it's Joni in St. Louis.
Hi, Joni.
Hi.
Hey, Joni.
Hey, how's everybody tonight?
Oh, pretty good.
Pretty good.
Did you hear about our frost quake in Wisconsin?
Frost quake?
Quake?
Yeah, the water gets into the ground and it freezes so hard it makes the earth move.
God. Does it show up on the Richter scale?
I think it did. Uh-huh. And one of the local women who appears on Coast to Coast quite a bit, Linda.
Her
last name now.
Moulton Howe.
No, not her. Linda Godfrey. She's the cryptid researcher. Uh-huh. She heard it.
Mm.
Did you feel it or anything?
Not me. No.
Hi, Catherine from California.
Hi. Good evening. Hello. Welcome to the call.
Hi. Hello, Catherine.
Hi, welcome to the call. Anyone new that wants to say their name and city, do so.
Is someone old okay?
Sure.
This is May from Concord. Is this Colleen?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to put you on mute because I've got dishes I need to wash.
Go ahead.
Bye.
Bye. Hi, good evening. Would you like to say your name and city?
John from Las Vegas.
John from Las Vegas. Hi, John. How are you?
Hello. Hi. How are you?
And someone else came in.
It's Marilyn from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Marilyn.
Hello, Marilyn. Hello, Marilyn.
Hi, everybody. Hi.
How's the shoulder?
That's pretty good. I got my sling off today.
Good.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Put your pendant on it.
Good idea. You know, I didn't
think
of that. Yeah. Ozone. I'm going to do the ozone water.
Or you could put the ozone little funnel on it, too.
Oh, right. Thanks, Colleen. I didn't think of that. Yeah.
How does that funnel work, anyway? I have never used it.
I just hold it on your skin. Uh-huh. Like you can put some, you know, like a damp cloth on the spot, and then take that off, put the funnel on, and just hold it there for 5 to 10 minutes. That's about it.
Okay.
Hi, good evening. Welcome to the call.
Thank you. This is Eric in Santa Fe.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Oh,
hello.
Hi. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Would you like to say your name and city?
Hi, yes. My name's Brenda, and I live in Kentucky.
Hi, Brenda. How are you this evening?
Oh, fine. It's cold here.
Hi. Hi there. Welcome to the call.
This is Terry in Sedona. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Hi, Terry.
Hello.
Hi, Terry.
Hi. Hi.
Hi, good good evening. Welcome to the call. Like to
Hello, Shirley from Columbus, Ohio.
Hi, Shirley. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Hi, good evening. Welcome to the call. Would you like to say your name and city? Or remain in the background? That's okay, too. Good evening. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the call. We're just waiting on Wynn. If you want to say your name and city.
Hi, it's Donna in Ventura.
Hi, Donna. How are you?
Hi, Colleen. Good. Thank you.
Hey, this is Carly from Warrington.
Pardon? I'm sorry. I didn't catch that.
This is Carly from Warrington, Virginia.
Oh. Hi, Carly.
Hey.
So we're just waiting on Wynn. Terry's here. And I guess, Terry, you know where he is, right?
Yes. Yeah. He should be here in a minute.
Terry, did you ever get your phone? Did you ever get your phone back from that hotel?
I did. I got it back. So, but I'm still using Skype for these calls. I like the quality of the Skype better. Although, for making regular calls, that doesn't seem to work that much.
Yeah, I thought your phone sounded really good from where I'm listening from.
Anna here.
So, good evening. Yes, welcome to the call. We're just waiting on Wynn, and then we'll start our Wednesday night call with the questions and answers. Anyone that's just joined us want to say their name and city?
I'm in Fremont, California.
Hi, welcome.
This is Marilyn of Flagstaff.
Hi, Marilyn.
Hi, Marilyn.
How are you?
Hi, Marilyn. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
I'm great.
Okay.
Hello, Marilyn.
Hi, John.
Hi, Marilyn.
Hi. It's so fun to hear all your voices.
I'll go check on Wynn.
Okay, sounds good. Oh, there he is. Hi, good evening. Welcome to the call.
Hi, Colleen.
Hi.
Hey, it's Chris in Memphis.
Hey, Wynn.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, Wynn.
Is Terry here?
She is. She just went to check on you, so
yeah,
she should
I'm
be
here.
Back. There she is.
I'm here.
Okay. All right. We are...
All callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Terry?
Yeah.
Are you on Skype?
I am. I'm on Skype. I couldn't get the headset working on the regular phone.
You're on the computer, right?
Right.
Okay, your volume is a little low. Maybe you could, the microphone is in the lower right-hand corner of the computer, if you can talk more closely to it.
Lower right-hand
corner. When you sound scratchy. I sound scratchy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
To me.
I don't know what to do with me. Am I understandable?
Yes.
We better run with it.
Understandable.
Okay. Because I'm on Skype, and so is Terry. Hi, this is Wayne. You're muted. Well, we won't let them say hello. Terry, try saying something.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, that's better. Okay.
Okay.
And let me get all the ding. Okay. And we're not ready, right, Terry? You're not ready?
No, I'm not ready.
Just making sure.
I hope they're ready.
Okay.
All callers are unmuted.
Hey, I'm just curious. Is Courtney on the line?
What'd you say?
Hello? I'm just seeing if Courtney. Okay, not here.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
All right, here we go.
This conference is being recorded.
This is January 13th, 2016, Wynn and Terry in Sedona, and everybody everywhere, and welcome to our Wednesday call where we're going to ask questions that you guys have submitted. And thank you all so much for your questions. And just mention, I don't know if you guys know what Mercury retrograde is, but we've been having Mercury retrograde for the past days, and I think for a while longer, which means it takes extra hard to focus and to get things going right. And so if any of you are experiencing that, just be patient. And it's really a good idea every day to some moments, and maybe even more than some moments, calling in the light and holding space so you can process yourself. You know, we all need processing, especially Terry and myself. And what is processing? It's like holding a double space, one space that's higher than your normal reality. How do you do that? Well, we do it on these calls all the time. I mean, if I had to do this call from my human side, I couldn't possibly do it. I couldn't. I mean, and even when I'm in my human side, you know, here's a secret I never told you guys. Sometimes I am just filled with all the stuff I'm processing. And when we do these calls, we are all processing each other, and particularly Terry and myself, being in the center of the energy. When you bring the Elohim through, they don't come through as separate, even though that's the illusion in this realm. Let me see here. Terry?
Yeah.
You know, you've got some background noise. Probably it's your computer. You know, while I'm talking, why don't you come in and bring your phone and your headset, and I'll see if I can't pair them. Okay?
Oh, I tried for a half an hour to pair it, and it wouldn't pair.
All right.
I mean,
okay.
Something's, I don't know.
All right. Well, maybe I'll fail. I don't want to waste too much time. We can endure the noise, or we can just do it on my phone, okay? In the same room.
I don't understand why there's noise. What kind of noise is it?
Well, it's probably the fan of the computer, okay?
I'll put it further from me.
Well, no, well, it's still the fan in the computer is picking up the microphone, okay? And it would be better. I'll tell you what, Terry, talk to everybody for 1 minute. Let me see if I can find a microphone you can plug in, okay?
I got a microphone. This is a good microphone.
Is it plugged into the computer?
Yeah, it is plugged into the computer.
Lynn, your voice is all muffled. Is anybody else? I can't hear you. Your voice is all muffled.
Who? Whose voice?
Wynn's voice.
Yeah, Wynn's voice is muffled. How's my voice?
Fine. Wynn's is all staticky.
Yes, I don't really hear any background noise on Terry.
No, there's no background noise here.
All right, I'll tell you what. I'm going to hang up, and I'll call right back and see if
okay.
it's better connection, okay?
All right.
Tara, you do sound a little quiet, though.
I've been quiet. Somebody called and asked a question today, and I don't like to get questions before the call because me and my own good density self. So who could ask
okay, am I,
that?
Am I better? Am I better now?
Yes.
This is yeah, better, right?
A little loud.
No.
A little loud.
Is that better
yes,
now?
Better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Way better.
Okay. I'm moving the microphone away from my mouth. Okay. So, as I was saying, you know, we talk all the time about the law of one, and that when we're on these calls, we make a group energy. And we have our sources joining. This is how I see it. Our sources joining with the group energy. And, of course, Terry and I are the facilitators for holding the space for a group energy. So what happens is we all get in your space, in your energy field. And when we're creating a group energy and the call's over, we end up processing the energy. And it's kind of like we're ditzy. Now, it's not always that way, but, it depends on how strong we are and centered when we come into the call and how fast we process it. For example, I'm probably better than Terry at processing the energy. And it's one of the reasons that I take the lead in this. Some people wonder, why doesn't Terry have a bigger role in the moderation of the calls? But by me taking the lead, it allows her to connect further out with Source, and I hold the space on the grounded level. It's not because I have an ego about it or don't want to share space with her. I have no attachment to that at all.
That's the way I want it. I start going into a trance. And so I wouldn't be able to moderate real well when I'm connecting with the other side.
Right. So, you know, I'm just sharing that with people because on the last call we did on Monday, people were saying, oh, I'll get Terry out there and be, have her more up front. And people don't understand. Sometimes they think it's like I'm on an ego trip because I take the front line here, and it's no such thing. And It's for whatever reason I'm able to do it. And it's not necessarily easy to do. I mean, it's easy for me, except it's like when I'm on George Norrie, I have noticed after I'm on George Norrie, it can take me 2 months to recover from all the energy that's processing from that show. And I'm slightly ditzy for 2 months. So slightly or extremely, it depends. So I'm letting you know the inside track here of how things work. Plus, when Terry and I get unfocused, we are more vulnerable to negative attacks because we have more holes in our aura. And so we're more prone, people will tend to judge us more. Some of you might, you know, occasionally have, some of you might have a judgment saying, oh, Wynn doesn't sound good today, or Terry doesn't sound good today, or Wynn's got an ego, or da 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 da.
And usually that comes when I'm a little off center and I still have to hold the space. So I have to work harder mocking it up because it doesn't come as naturally. But mostly it comes naturally. So just giving you that little heads up on how things work. And some of you are holding energy. Some of you who are coming into the calls are helping to hold the energy tremendously. And even though you're not saying anything, you're there holding the space. And it's why we can hit the ground running way more now than we could a few years ago. A few years ago, at some point, you know, we would come onto a call and no one was holding the space. And so I had to keep talking around it, until the energy came in. And it always did, but sometimes it wouldn't be for a half an hour into the call. So in any case, Terry, are you there? Hello, Terry.
I just muted my
thing. Your access code followed by the pound sign.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Are you calling in on your other number?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's...
I'll just hang up the other phone. Okay.
Okay. Let's see here. So we have some really good questions tonight. And, you know, when we go out of it enough, it's kind of like people think, I'm not going to call tonight. It's okay. I mean, you know, this is like a ride. It's like a train, and we're all on the train, and so everyone has their choice. But I'm just giving you how it looks to me. Terry, did you call up on the other line?
Well, I hung up on the other line.
Okay, so you're going to stay on this line. Okay. All right. Okay. There is a little static, but not static, but background, yes, okay? And Steve Cannell says, I sound better, but Terry is muffled.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I can hear you. Well, you know, I think it's the hiss from the fan. I think so. And if you plugged a microphone into it, did you plug a microphone into your computer?
Terry sounds clear, but it's kind of like in a bucket.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Terry, you have a microphone on your computer?
Yeah, I'm talking in the microphone that's on the computer.
A separate microphone or into the computer microphone?
It's a particular microphone just for that.
It's plugged into the computer, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, I'm going to make a prediction here. I think your microphone's plugged into the headphone. Are you hearing me from the speaker?
I'm hearing you in the headset.
You are?
Yeah.
And the microphone in the headset as well?
The microphone is on the headset, yeah.
Now, did it have both a mic and a headset to plug in, or just one thing to plug in?
I don't know what you mean.
In the cord that goes into the computer, did you plug two things in or one thing?
Two things. It's a red thing and a black thing.
Okay. Well, it sounds right. Click your finger on the microphone that you're wearing.
Can you hear that?
Nope. Click your finger on the computer.
That's on the mic. Okay, now on the computer. Did you hear it?
You're on the computer mic, okay?
I am? How come?
Yeah. Well, I don't know, but let's get started. Probably if you move the computer closer to you, it'll be better. Okay. It's the click that's coming in on the computer mic, not on the one you're wearing. Okay.
Is that plugged in? Okay.
Well.
Okay.
All right. Let's hurry up. People are waiting for us. Let's get the show on the road, okay?
Okay.
Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect Terry, myself, and everyone here. And any negativity be taken to the higher realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy, radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls, and we invite those forces, those energies that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one. You're making background noise. I hear all this.
I'm adjusting. Okay.
To join with us, we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes. This is Ra'an, and we are happy to be with each and every one of you. We are an aspect of the Elohim group and an aspect of the Ra group who have combined together to bring answers to this particular group. And we are honored to be with you. Do you have questions?
Yes, we do. First question. Let's see here. We have Cleo, and she is in Connecticut, and she's always had a strong interest in monasticism and the spiritual side of life. Please ask our sources if I've had lifetimes as a monk.
Thank you. As you ask the question, we see you bring in the energy of those past lives that you did have in the monastery. We do see that those vibrations from the past have woven into your aura, into your DNA, into your memory. We also hear beautiful music of the male voices singing in our monasteries. We say this, and these lifetimes were very good training, and are there, the energy of and strength from those lifetimes are there for you to draw on.
Thank you. Bonnie Penner in where is she? She's in California, I believe. Okay. And she wants to ask, what attributes have I made to this lifetime to be of service? And what distortions should I be working on to improve myself?
First part of the question is what aspects? Do you repeat that?
What attributes have I brought with me to this lifetime to be of service?
Thank you. We see you have brought your propensity towards wandering, towards investigation. That is one of the reasons that you have joined with these calls in the attributes of seeking answers, of investigation into why it is that you have reacted in certain ways. How is that you, in your relationships with your mother and father, seem to have some comfort with them and known them before? When one lives a life, they build strengths, and those strengths ride with the person in memory and add to their accumulated knowledge and wisdom, even though they may not remember details of their past. Somehow they know certain things. And you have had some strong lifetimes, and you have built some strong relationships. And as far as what you need to work on, distortions, give us a moment. You have a longing for a place, for home, and this will come in time, but the memory of home is, you are able to bring it in to this life and to make your life here to reflect some of the aspects of home, which is very nourishing and vibrant and very helpful to you in the building of your life and relationships. There is frustration that is normal and can be worked through, let go, release, and wherever the rub is in the frustration, be patient, and you will be able to work through it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. And Terry, try to keep your hands not moving on the computer, because the microphone on the computer picks up every move as little static, okay? So fix your hands in a fixed position.
Okay, so, now I'm out of the channeling mode. So, okay. Let's see, what were we talking about here? My hand off the computer?
Well, if you put your hand on the computer, don't move it, because the microphone on the computer picks up all your hand movements.
Maybe it's this because I hear you in the microphone. I hear you in the headset, and I don't hear you on the computer speaker.
Yeah, but the microphone on the computer is picking up. Take my word for it. For whatever reason, the headset microphone.
So they're both picking up then. They're both picking up then, right?
Well, no. The speaker is going to the earphone, okay? But your microphone is not really working for whatever reason, except the microphone on the computer is working. So if you move your hands on the computer, it makes loud noises, okay?
Okay. All right. Now I've got to go back into channel mode.
Okay.
Because when we speak of the computer, it brings me out of sound mode.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's just that you're making a lot of noise and it was irritating. So let's, Father, we ask for the light. We go back into the zone. We ask for our sources. Do we have our sources here now?
Yes, we are here.
Okay. Next question is from Marilyn in Pennsylvania. I've been experiencing a lot of negativity and problems in my apartment building for some time. And lately it seems to be getting worse. And it seems to be coming from my neighbors. Can I overcome this negativity? Will it eventually get better? It would be very difficult for me to move, but I'm adding something here. Is that the only way to get away from it? What should I do?
Thank you. We see that in the area where you live, it is not just your neighbors. It is a past track of people who have lived in the area even before the white people got there. We see there was violence in the area, and the violence is hanging there, and it is creating difficulty not only for you, but for your neighbors who do not understand that such negativity is picked up from the area, from the past we speak words that we do not have to describe. The wickedness, the lack of caring, the effort of control at various times that have gone into the makeup of the environment. We see that there are drugs in some of the history of the area, drug centers for distribution, and lack of caring misuse of property and of people. And now we have looked at that aspect that is, has been from various areas of the past and moved into the present and is being expressed by people who move there. The sense of the vibration is similar to what they're expressing. And then we take a moment and we picture those people moving. We picture their occupations and moving onward, and the area cleaning up. We do picture that. Stay centered and let Fred do his work towards cleaning up extraneous energies that are affecting the area, and that people in the neighborhood are dramatizing, not realizing that they are not there. The energies really are compounded by the past histories there. we take a moment and we picture tranquility. Thank you. Lynn, are you there?
I'm here, yes. Okay. Next question. I wasn't sure you were finished. Thank you. Next question here is from Lika, no, Carly in Warrenton, Virginia. And this question is a little bit like asking to give up her power, in the sense of tell me what to do, and I know that you know how to answer it, to give her the guidance without that, but I'm just pointing that out. When asking a question, and you ask our sources, should I do this or should I do that, it's giving up your power to them. It's better to say, how can I make this decision? What should I look for? And what guidance so I could make the best decision, rather than asking them to make the decision for you, which they probably won't. That would be what a psychic would do, but this is different. But I'll ask the question as it's written. From Carly in Warrenton, Virginia, is moving to California, joining the band, and being in relationship with the band leader the best path for me? Is there something, or is there something better if I hold off?
Thank you. Because you asked the question, you have doubts in your mind, and you need more certainty. There are two avenues. One of them is if you move to California and you find out it is not working well, you may be able to leave. However, it is better before you make such a big move and such a commitment to find out more. Find out more about the band. What are their ethics? What are their morals? What are they into? What can you get out of their talk with you? Can you get any sight beyond what they are saying? What are they into? It seems fun and exciting on the surface, and each member of the band, get to know them, get to know what their history is, get to know how you would fit in. You can take a look at potentials. How would you fit in with that? And we take a look. You ask if there is something better out there for you. When you ask if there is something better, then you begin to get into your own goals and your own life. So this is another thing to look at. How does this episode with the band fit into your lifestyle, into your own personal goals for this life? We see it is a lot of fun, and it can provide growth, but also look at where things ultimately are going and your own life goals. Thank you.
Next question is from, just a moment, from Aaron. Let's see here. I'm not sure. Let me come back. I'm trying to find his question. Okay. Thank you for the comments on the book. Jim Blayhut asks, what was the state of the spiritual human condition 25,000 years ago? And what's the difference of that time to this time around? And of course, we don't really have any recorded history, I believe, 25,000 years ago. And we probably have, geological things and maybe bones. But let me just ask the question as it stands, and thank you.
Earth was looked at as a resource and as a place where exploration would be profitable, but it would be a hard place to take up residence for some of the people who are looking at Earth. They looked at it more like a resource. Earth has gone through many hundreds of thousands of years, and difficulties have arisen, which were setbacks for the planet. There was the 25,000 years ago, there was exploration of Easter Island, and the architects building statues, the artists building statues. There was much exploration on the sea, on the ocean. And there were lost kingdoms that we do not know about at the current time. It is interesting that you ask about that period of time. There were some great changes. We see birth changes. Thank you.
Thank you. Aaron in Plymouth, Wisconsin asks, when this wanderer and gifted healer, I'm assuming he means himself, calls in the love light and gives permission to the infinite creator soul groups to use this instrument as a conduit to heal another instrument, what should be expected and manifested? Thank you.
In an idealistic situation, one can expect that the situation concerning the one being healed would have an opportunity to take advantage of the healing frequencies and to be able to move into a greater state of healing, depending upon the person's own belief system and connections and toxicity of the body and mineral resources in nutrition available to the body that is the subject being healed.
Thank you. Next question is from Dharmananda. And Dharmananda, let me just get to his question, is he quotes Jesus at the beginning of his email, ask and it shall be done to you, seek and you shall find. And Dharmananda has some physical issues, particularly related to his hips. And he's been telling himself that I am in perfect health for months now, but the pain in my hips keeps getting worse and worse. And it's so bad now that every step I take is excruciating. I take longevity plant-derived minerals and use magnesium oil and DMSO on my hips and my lower back. I pray to you, Jesus, and the infinite power to help me, heal me, but nothing I do has helped. At this point, I need either a miracle healing or hip surgery. I would be extremely grateful if I could be pain-free without having my hips replaced. What else can I do? Is this my karma doing this to me? Can you help at all? Now I really need all the help I can get. Thank you, Dharmananda.
Thank you. When you look at the situation from the idealistic model that you are moving toward, you also need to keep realistically the situation that you are actually in. Let us give you a story of David Hawkins, who wrote Power versus Force, and he was the head of a hospital in New York, a very famous hospital, and he had a number of diseases, and one day he said, I'm not able to heal my own diseases, so what am I doing? I sat in the hospital, and he left. And he went to Sedona, and he began to search for other ways to heal himself. He healed himself of all of his diseases that he had, and he was very proud of it. One day, he was teaching his class, explaining that he had healed himself of all these different diseases. And someone in the class said, no, you haven't healed yourself of everything. Look at your glasses, your big, thick glasses. You do not have good eyesight, and you haven't healed yourself of that. So he took off his glasses, and he decided, he was saying to himself, I have perfect vision, I have 20/20 vision, I can see normally, I have 20/20 vision, but he couldn't. And every now and then, he would almost be driving off a cliff or he would be in some dangerous situation, and all of a sudden, his eyesight was not 20/20, and he could see long enough to get out of danger. But then his eyesight always went back to being very, very bad, and he could barely see. And he was having... he's really confident that if he kept just idealizing that he had perfect vision, his vision would get normal. But it didn't, and he kept having terrible vision. One day, he got so discouraged and said to himself, I'm never going to see. I have to accept the fact that I have perfect vision. Bad vision. And in that moment, his vision snapped to 20/20 and remained 20/20, really good, clear vision. So you have to do two things, not only to believe that you have perfect body, but to let the knowledge that it really hurts. It's really there. the pain is really there, the degradation of the bone. It is something that is there. This allows to base your platform on what really is, allows you to begin to have change. Because if you merely say, no, the pain isn't true, and I have perfect hips, then you are making a duality. You are covering up the fact that you have pain. So you need to not only hold the vision of having perfect hips, but to be able to be with pain and allow it to morph, to leave, but from the platform of where it actually is, then from that platform, you can begin change.
Thank you. Next question. Very similar to Dharmananda's question, actually, from Rizya in Toronto. And, hang on a second.
This would also apply to Rizya's question.
Yeah.
Yes.
Why is it taking so long for my finger joints and knees to heal, along with my other car accident-related injuries?
Be sure to keep your body alkaline and we are taking a look as we speak at your fingers and your arm. The cold weather has something, it is affecting it also. The cold weather, when you are out in the cold weather, be sure to keep the area warm and to provide your body with minerals that can be used by your body for healing and available in your body for healing. And also to picture, sometimes when you really zero in on the pain, it gets more intense. But it is the reconnection of areas that have been in a state of disconnection.
Okay. I think that's it. It's 7:55. I want to mention, we're going to do an experiment. Not right now, but at one point, we were doing readings for people, and they were really, really benefiting people. But we stopped doing them because at the time, Terry would do a reading, and then she'd have to spend a day in bed recovering. And I want to try doing some readings and see how we handle it. So this may be, I may or may not continue with this, but if you respond to the email today or send me an email and put reading, and you're prepared to spend $100, which is quite a bargain, send it to me. And we'll get back with you if we're going to go forward with it, okay? Usually the way the reading works is I will talk to someone and do a preliminary thing and get a person's issues, and then we'll do the reading privately without you on the phone and then send you the MP3.
So some of you have been asking for this. And if you happen to be listening, good time to jump on it, because we may or may not do it again, but we're going to do it right now. Okay? So on that note, let me unmute the lines. Thank you all for being here. Thank our sources. Send a blessing to our planet. Let's circle the planet with love, light. And let's just reiterate in our minds all the things we ask for on our Sunday call in terms of planetary healing and personal healing. And let me see here. How do I unmute everybody? It's over here. Sorry for Terry's weak sound tonight.
It sounded weak. Did it sound weak?
All callers are unmuted.
It was kind of like in an echo chamber. Okay.
Oh, it was good. So later on, it was okay. It's fine.
But it was understandable.
Oh, totally. And,
totally. Oh, thank you, Colleen.
You're gonna
make Terry feel guilty, so you just fixed her, right?
Guilty for doing such a good evening work. It was wonderful. Yes, thank you, sweetheart. Awesome.
Is that Lisa?
You that sent out the Dr. Mercola and Dr. Robert
yes,
Rowan
it is,
on ozone therapy? Was that you that sent that out? Is it a YouTube video?
No,
anyway, for,
but
Dharmananda and Rujia, you might want to watch that. It's called a YouTube video called Dr. Mercola and Dr. Robert Rowan on ozone therapy.
Yeah, that was me.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
I would recommend getting ozone injections in my hip if I was Dharmananda, or at least checking with an ozone doctor to see if he's had any success with that. You know, it's not that expensive for a healing, but you should be able to call up enough people who do ozone therapy. What's that called? I think it's called Prolozone. I'm not sure, but I think that's what it's called when they inject ozone, and see if people have had success with the hip. Okay, but thank you for reminding me of that. I know Rusia got one of our ozone machines, and I don't know if she's tried putting her hand in it and put a bag around. I don't know if that would work or not, but if I had a machine, I would most definitely do it. Let me stop the recording. And
your conference recording has stopped.
And thank you, Don, for bringing that up. And
okay, thank
we'll
you.
See, we'll see you all.
Thank you, Don from BBS, for having us late.
Thank you all for being here.